welcome to another edition of the Daily Nerd Brief. I'm Troy Stegner from Zia Comics, Talk Nerdy to Me, and I'm here to give you all the nerdy news that is fit to know. We're going to start with Sideshow Collectibles. They have a new Batman Arkham... Well, Iron Studios is making it. It's a new Batman Arkham Knight 110 scale from the game. This is the first one right here. Iron Studios presents the licensed Arkham Knight 110 scale. It's made based directly from the games. Polystone, hand-painted, 10th scale, so it's about 9 inches tall. Let me show you some pictures of it there. It's got some nice detail. If you played the video game, yeah, this looks pretty close. What else we got there? Yeah, that just started over. It's on pre-order. Comes out by end of the year, November to December 2018. Very, very reasonably priced. I mean, it's under $100. $90. You can take this bad boy home. They have a whole... I'm going to be showing you a whole series of these from Iron Studios that are downloadable content from the Arkham Knight... The Dark Knight downloadable content. This one is, of course, Dark Knight, Frank Miller. I'm not so hot on this one. I think the head looks too small. Maybe that's me. The body's very bulky. The head looks tiny. It just doesn't... Something doesn't look right about that head. It looks like they took a normal head and put it on a big Hulk body. So I'm not liking that one. Let's go on to the next one. This is your 89 Keaton Batman. Another $90, under $100. This one, I like this one. Full black with the gold belt. This one I wouldn't mind having. And the last one from that series, Batgirl. You can get downloadable content for Batgirl. These are nice 110 scale statues. About between 9 and 10 inches each one. Pretty detailed. They'd look good, together up on your shelf. Except for that Dark Knight one. I just can't get over the tiny head. So, like I said, less than $100 each. You can pick these up. They're on pre-order. They'll be out by end of the year. Hand-painted polystone. From Sideshow. Still into the collectibles arena. Halloween's next, but after that you have Thanksgiving and then Christmas. And anybody, I agree with the author on this, anybody who says Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, you are sadly mistaken. I don't care what Bruce Willis says, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. They are making Funko Pops from the Die Hard movie. And I'm not typically a big fan of Funko Pops. Those dead, lifeless eyes sometimes just freak me out. But these are pretty cute. I'm really digging the John McClane. Barefoot, a little bit of blood, dirty from climbing through all the ductwork. He's got the walkie-talkie and the gun here. This one I really, really like. As well as the Owl Powell. The cop, he's got all his Twinkies there. That's a good touch, him carrying all the Twinkies. But then you got Mr. Rickman, Hans Gruber. You got him with the walkie-talkie gun. And just, when you first popped in with his hands in his pockets there. It looks like that one was an exclusive. Only at probably Target. And then you've got the Tony Vreski. These things are going to be out in October. This next month. This is wave one. I'm guessing there'll probably be a wave two. Yeah, Die Hard. Funko Pops. I'm not a big fan of Funko Pops, but the Gruber, the Al Powell, and the John McClane, I would definitely not mind having John McClane on my desktop right there. Doesn't look bad. Okay, there may be spoilers here in this next one, so if you don't like spoilers, stop listening or jump forward a little bit because this is probably going to have spoilers. There is a new Venom symbiote. Yeah, like there wasn't enough, right? This new one, though, he's probably a little more unhinged than Carnage, even. This one, I get they were calling him, he doesn't have a name yet. They were calling him the sleeper symbiote. He was in Keltar. Keltar was the first host. He had the Venom symbiote before he came to Earth. The symbiotes have been around for a while. They were developed by a god named Null, if I remember correctly, to do his bidding to go out and to fight his battles for him. Well, this dude, Telkar, who was a Kree, had the Venom symbiote. Obviously, Venom had spawned, other symbiotes before Carnage and the other plethora of symbiotes they pulled since then. This one, like I said, no name. He's kind of been awakened inside Telkar. He restructures dude's brain. Basically, he lobotomized Telkar, the Kree. So he is just basically using a zombie husk of a body from Telkar. He still has access to all the memories, but he now has full control of everything. Here is a full picture of the new symbiote. I don't hate the new outfit. The black with the yellow trim, they're all personalized. This, like I said, is yet unnamed symbiote. Pretty much lobotomized his host, so he can just use the body at will. Eddie Brock's trying to lecture him, about the differences between killing a murderer in battle and just pretty much, for all intents and purposes, killing your host. He's only keeping him alive as a, is just a method to move around because, the symbiotes need a host. And this one is a brain dead host that he's just basically using the body for. Like I said, he has access to all the Kree intelligence in Telkar's mind, all of his history. He knows all the stuff Telkar knows. Which, if you know anything about the Kree, that's probably not a good thing to have with an unhinged symbiote who's basically acting upon his own with no conscious, no human or Kree conscious to kind of keep him in check. He's just doing what he wants. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they develop this dude. Is he going to go good, bad? Are they going to use him a lot, or is he just going to be a one and done? And what kind of name you get? You got to give him a cool name. Venom and Carnage, two really cool names. What are you going to name this guy? I mean, you can't just name him Frank. You got to give him a really cool symbiote name. Batman fans, specifically Azrael fans, you're going to be pretty excited. Sean Murphy has been teasing his next project will be Azrael centric. He is going to do, his next thing is going to be Azrael. He won't say, they've come out and literally just asked him if it's going to be anything to do with the White Knight. And he just said, good question. You'll find out soon. So he's playing coy with it. Supposedly, there's going to be an official announcement at New York Comic Con this weekend, October 4th through 7th. We'll find out exactly what this new Azrael project from Sean Murphy is going to be. If you don't know Azrael, he's a really cool Batman character. Just very righteous, that with the name Azrael and the sword. Good character. Can't wait to see his story. Sad news. A very prominent Batman artist, Norm Breyfogle, passed away at age 58. He was pretty instrumental in, Detective Comics and a lot of Batman and Batman Shadows of the Bat. He dabbled a little bit in Malibu Comics with the character Prime, but he's mostly known for his Batman artwork. Passed away 58. Doesn't say of what, but yeah, sad news. Rest in peace, Norm Breyfogle. And thank you for all your Batman artwork. Birds of Prey movie. We've got. I told you they were trying to find people to play Black Canary and Huntress. They've already got their Harley Quinn. It's going to be Margot Robbie. That's pretty much a given. But they're trying to cast Black Canary and Huntress. You know, Black Canary here on the left and Huntress here on the right. They have supposedly cast Journey Smollett-Bell and Mary Elizabeth Winstead to play Black Canary and Huntress. So you'll recognize Winstead here. If you look closely at the face, she was Ramona Flowers on Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Smollett-Bell, I don't remember what I've seen her in before, but I've seen her in a couple things. Don't remember what. Anyway, so I believe she, Winstead is going to be the Huntress, and Smollett will be Black Canary. This is scheduled to be released February 7th of 2020. So, I mean, this still got, you know, a year and a half before we're going to see this movie. They haven't finished casting yet. These are two of the main actresses that make up the Birds of Prey, along with Harley. So I'm guessing they'll probably start filming sometime mid-next year. Speaking of other big movies, Sony's Monster Hunter video game is going to be turned into a movie. They have cast two, in my mind, really big names for this. You've got Mr. Ron Perlman and Mila Jovovich. Ron Perlman, you'll remember him. He was the first Hellboy. He was in Sons of Anarchy. He was in the couple other movies. He was in Blade 3. Mila Jovovich, you'll remember her as Lilu from, the name escapes me now, the Bruce Willis movie. Oh, what is it? Why can't I think of it? Okay, no help from anybody. I'll just figure it out on my own. Yeah, Fifth Element. That's what it was. She was in Fifth Element. That was her big one. And a lot of the Resident Evil movies. Two really good, really big actors. We should see this movie. Oh, there's no date. No date for this movie? Seriously? Anyway, it's from their Monster Hunter video game series from Sony and Capcom. Can't wait. That it was one of Sony's better selling games. They're just the idea is these guys go around, they're hunting monsters to use as defense and research type stuff. They're just trying to use them to make their world safer. You can play the game on Steam, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. No date yet on the movie, but with those two guys acting in it, it's got to be good. Okay, I saved the best for last for you guys. Star Wars has got Vader Immortal Virtual Reality Game series for Oculus Quest. Oculus Quest is synonymous with virtual reality. They're making a Darth Vader, well, it's Vader Immortal, Episode 1. This game sounds amazing. I haven't seen any screenshots yet. I don't know if there are any available. The concept is you're flying around and you get pulled down to the surface of Mustafar. And if you're not a big Star Wars person, you wouldn't know this, but that's Darth Vader's planet. That's the planet that the Emperor just gave him. That's where he built Vader's castle, on top of a old Sith cave, so you could channel all that energy. That's Mustafar is also, you'll remember from the movie, that's where Anakin, before he became Darth Vader, got his arms and legs cut off and was left to die by Obi-Wan. Good friend. This virtual reality, I can't wait. They're describing some stuff in it. You can be walking around and you'll hear the iconic Darth Vader breath voice behind you, and you turn and you're facing the man right there. Supposedly they have some stuff for the lightsabers. I mean, it's going to be a fully immersed experience of you basically trying to survive Mustafar, probably in Vader's castle. Can't wait. This is coming out spring 2019. I need to go find somebody with Oculus Quest set up so I can go try it out. It maybe we can do a video of that. That would be freaking amazing. So yeah, if you don't have an Oculus Quest, you might go pick that up so you can play Vader Immortal. That, like I said, was the last article I have for you guys today. Oh, let me change that. As always, please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Give this video a like or comment on it. If you're listening to us on podcast, my auditory only friends, subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. As always, I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.